Joining me now is a newly elected representative and now sworn in, Diane Mitchell, District 21. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Tara. I'm really excited. This is my first day on the job.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So you want to tell us, because I was talking about it earlier, just the absurdity of Ralph Norman having to have that press conference to push Republicans to not let Democrats vote in our primary. They seem to do things sometimes that protect Democrats. But you say there's a bill up there you're voting on today. Tell me about it.
Well, if we're not voting on it today. It's coming up for in the committee, Judiciary Committee, on Thursday.
Okay.
This is what we need people to do. There are two bills that are being put forth. One of them that we are for is 3310. It is the one that Mike Burns for 13 years has been putting forth every single year. And this is the first time, to my knowledge, that it has gotten into an actual hearing. And it's set for Thursday at the one of the Judiciary Subcommittee meetings at 9. So it is the last thing on the agenda. And we have to be in session at 10. So I am concerned that they're going to run the clock out and not actually get to the bill. Now, this bill is preferable because it is the one that actually closes primaries. It does not allow unaffiliated voters to vote in the primary. The other one that's being pushed, which I don't even want to say the number, but that one will allow unaffiliated voters to vote in the primary. So that's not really closing the primaries, is it?
No.
So the one we want is 3310. And if the listeners would, if they can get to the hearing, that would be great because there's power in numbers. I know that's not very realistic. But if you can, please come. And if you cannot, Tara, I just texted you an email. It's really long, but it's to the head of the Judiciary Constitutional Committee. It's like HJUD Constitutional Laws at schouse.gov. So I sent that to you in case you want to put that out there somewhere. But if you will say that you want 3310, you really want to close our primaries, and if they run out of time on this meeting, that they will reconvene after session to come back and address it again.
Okay, this sounds like something we need to use the text line on. I was just texting it to make sure that it was still up and running. It's not, actually. We should get that done. 3310. I'll get that set up for tomorrow, and we'll work on it, just so that we all know how to call our legislatures. This would make a huge difference. We keep, as you know, Diane Mitchell, electing these people who act like Republicans for about 6 weeks in the primary and then go up there and act as close to Democrats as they can get away with. And this is why, because they make sure that Democrats are allowed to vote in our primaries.
Yes. And the crucial thing is, texting your legislator is great, and please do it. The other thing that they can do, though, is to contact the committee itself to make sure they know that they're getting pressure that we're watching and that we want them to reconvene if they don't get to it in committee. That's going to be the crucial part.
And tell us again, Diane, how do we get in contact with the committee?
It's a long email address. I'll read it again, and maybe you can put that in the text even.
I'll tweet it out, too. Go ahead.
Okay, great. It's capital H, stands for House, capital J, U, D, which stands for abbreviation for Judiciary, and Constitutional Laws at schouse.gov. And that is the address where they are receiving comments from the citizenry about this bill. So you've got time. I mean, you've got space. It's not just a short, you don't have to keep it short. You can put whatever, a lengthy message that you want. But crucial that you want 3310, you want to close the primaries, 3310 is the best bill to do so.
And it's H, all capitalized H, then J-U-D, capitalized J, and then Constitutional Laws, schouse.gov. And I'll go ahead and tweet that out. Tell them to pass 3310.
Yes, and to reconvene if they do not get to the bill, because it's an hour meeting. They have four things they're considering, and it's my concern that we didn't get to it, and then they never come back to it.
All right, we'll keep our eye on it, Diane. Anything else we need to know?
Tomorrow is a press conference for the Protect Women's Spaces bill, the Student Privacy Act. So we got a press conference on that, and I believe that's coming out, going to be in the committee tomorrow. I don't have that exact committee name, but I think we actually might get at least a vote out of committee on that one tomorrow. But the press conference tomorrow, we're all wearing pink, so that should be fun. And there are a lot of budget meetings going on this week. They start the budget really early, so all these agencies are presenting their request to the Ways and Means Committee, and there are probably 10 different budget committee subcommittee hearings where agencies are presenting their budgets. So if we have people that are really interested in looking at those and watching those, it'd be great. We can't get to all of them. So if you want to go, if you got an interest in a certain area of government and you want to go watch those subcommittee hearings and tell us what you hear, that would be great. We're trying to get to as many as we can, but a lot of times we've got our own committee meetings we need to attend, and so we just can't get to them all.
Diane Mitchell, I've gone ahead and tweeted that out, so it is now in my Twitter feed for folks who, and this is exciting. I've been talking about this since I've been on the air here for 11 years, and the primaries never get closed. We've got a chance to do it with 3310, and I've included the email that you should email to let the committee know you are watching what they do. Diane Mitchell, District 21, in your first interview with me as an elected legislator, that's exciting, right?
It is exciting, and I know I have a little bit of trepidation going in just to make sure, am I in the right place at the right time?
And yeah. So,
and learning where I'm supposed to park my car and, all of this. But that's the little hurdles. The big hurdles will be, can we really make a difference by asking the right questions and leading people to the right conversations? That's what I hope to do.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck this year. Keep us posted, okay?
We'll certainly do that. Thank you, Tara.
Thank you, Diane.